With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Clive Barker looks normal. He has two hands, two legs, no fangs, no horns. But Clive Barker, born in Liverpool, England, has something in common with an American writer named Stephen King.
We both of us do actually care about scaring people, and we do both care about the genre. I mean, I care about horror fiction as a form.
American readers are now able to sample the short horror tales of Clive Barker. Berkeley Paperbacks has brought out volumes 1, 2, and 3 of his short story collections, The Books of Blood. And Poseidon Press has published in hardcover still another collection, The Inhuman Condition. Clive Barker's stories are not for the squeamish. There are episodes about zombies, axe killers, man-eating pigs, a chemically induced sex maniac, and a particularly frightening tale in which the hands of human beings revolt, sever themselves, and go on a massive killing spree.
There have been the precedents for that. The Beast with Five Fingers, at the hands of Orlach, you know, hands that weren't quite in there. Owner's control. But they tend to have been lone hands. I thought it would just be rather fun to push that idea as far as I possibly could until maybe I ended up with 200 hands or whatever.
There's a lot of gore in Clive Barker's work, to be sure, but Barker is a deft and intelligent craftsman who is not afraid to take a grotesque idea and stretch it to its limit.
Just seeing how far I could push the horror genre in various directions, you know, into the light, frothy comic stuff, into the dark, heavy, gross-out stuff, into the subtle ghost stuff, and so on.
Clive Barker, if you have a strong stomach, look for his Books of Blood paperback series and The Inhuman Condition, published by Poseidon. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.